This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Nick Karski and Dan Doherty with you here on this Friday. We continue to honor ESPN Ithaca's Teams of the Decade presented by CNS Companies and Genesee Valley Agency Insurance Services. And joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines is Megan Henry from the 2019 Candor volleyball team that won the New York State Class D Championship. She was named a second team All-State pick last season as well. And Megan, does it still feel like, you know, it was just a recent memory for you guys winning that state championship?
Absolutely. I remember the weekend like it just happened yesterday. It was such a great time to be with my team and to have that experience. I'd love to go back, even though the seasons was changed this year, and it was just such a great time, and I remember it very well.
What do you remember about the final point that clinched you and your teammates the final, or I should say the state championship in the finals?
Honestly, I remember, I don't remember the exact play. I just remember afterwards, all of us on the court just went out and we were hugging. We were so excited. We were jumping up and down because we were all in shock that we just did what we did. It was just a great experience, and I don't exactly remember the play. I just remember being with my team afterwards on the court.
And Pam Quinlan, your coach, emphasized how much of a family this team was. So can you speak to that and how it felt as a player?
Oh, absolutely. I think our team is a family. I can go to them for anything. They're always there on and off the court. We love being around one another. We do a whole bunch of team exercises, both on and off the court. They're like a second family. I know they're there if I need them for absolutely anything.
It's so cool to me that obviously that camaraderie and that teamwork helped you guys win a state championship. You were all pretty darn good out there on the court too. So what would you say led you to be so good in terms of your skill set and your play style?
Honestly, it's just communicating with each other and playing with each other for a while. I honestly think that having that connection with your teammates and having that ability to connect with them plays a huge role in being able to work together as a team. It's not just having the skills, it's having a group of players and friends that can become a family and can overcome anything, and then they can just work together and be willing to put in the work and make each other better, both during practice and during a game and on and off the court. It's just being with each other and being willing to push each other and work with each other.
And every season has its challenges, even a season like yours where you go 22-0 and win a state title. So what would you say was the biggest challenge you guys had to overcome to get to that state championship?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know if I could answer that one.
Not enough challenges must be, right?
I don't know how to explain it. Like, every day, everyone was willing to come to practice and give it their all. They were all willing to do what it takes during games to come out with the victory and just to support each other and not to make it just about one person or make it about winning the game, but making the game fun. I don't really see, like, oh, that was our biggest challenge. I mean, like, opponent-wise, I think Bainbridge-Guilford was our biggest one when we first went into sectionals. But I don't really view something as, like, the challenge we had to overcome. I think just working to where because we all had the same goal that we wanted to get to states, and to get there, I feel like we completed the challenge almost.
We're here with Megan Henry of the 2019 Candor Volleyball team that won the New York State Class D Volleyball Championship as part of ESPN Ithaca's Teams of the Decade presented by CNS Companies and Genesee Valley Agency Insurance Services. It was obviously a great year for so many different reasons, but as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, you were named a second-team All-State pick. So what does an honor like that mean to you and a selection like that? What did that mean to you?
That was just a great award to get. It really, to me, it means that I put a lot of work into my ability and that I improved in what I was doing and that I really showed someone I have a good volleyball skill, not just as a player, but as a teammate, and that I can really show and become the player that I want to be. It was just a cool award to receive.
And alongside you, you had Braylon Hornick and Jenna Kareem, also named All-State players. So can you talk about the leadership you guys displayed throughout the year that brought you guys to the championship?
Jenna Kareem was a senior on the team. She graduated last year in the class of 2020, and Braylon is our setter on the court, and she's a senior now with me in the class of 2021. Both on and off the court, they played huge roles in keeping the team. Like during games, they kept everyone's spirits up. They kept everyone going, having everyone be loud and excited for every point, even if they were on the bench and not on the court. During when we're not practicing and we're just hanging out together as a group, they always found a way to make sure everyone was included and to make sure that we were all like a family. They really kept us together, and they're great two people to have.
You mentioned yourself being a senior with Braylon, and obviously the game plan, if you know things were during normal times, you would have had a chance to defend your state title, and now you're essentially playing the waiting game to see if you can even go out there on the court again. What's that been like for you and your teammates, and what do you hope eventually comes out of all of this craziness that we're going through right now?
Honestly, it's been really hard. When it first came out that there was going to be no championships, we were all very disappointed because the senior class doesn't have a chance of defending their titles because we had a goal to go back there and do it again. It's been even harder to see seasons be postponed to the spring and possibly with COVID restrictions increasing again. Possibly have no season, and to not play with this team again, it would break my heart because I love them all so much. It's really hard to not know what's coming, and to get out of it, I just hope we have a season to play with each other. I want to play with this team again more than anything.
As a senior, how are you handling all of this in the sense of, have you been able to obviously keep in touch with your teammates? Have you guys been able to practice or, you know, play around a little bit outside of school? Like, how has that worked out for you guys?
During the summer, we all got together at a friend's house, and they have a court in their backyard, and we would just go and we'd play threes and just keep touching the ball and just be around each other, and we do that during the summer. Once school started, after a while, we were allowed to be in the gym, and we wear masks, long sleeve shirts. We sanitize and we disinfect balls every so often, and then we have open gyms and where we just get touches on the ball and play next to each other on the court, just to keep us moving. It's not like an actual season, but it's better than nothing, and at least I get to play with them in some kind of way.
I love it. You got to stay positive as much as you can during these times.
Yeah.
And stay volleyball ready. Hey, Megan, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it, and be well out there, and hopefully we'll see you out there on the court sooner than later, okay?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.